The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, Big J Okerson, and James Matter in the SDR show. Yes. This week, it is, as Jay named it, I Spy Brown Eye. But Zach had That's what you named it. But Zach had a funnier name. What was Zach's name?
Really? You should get him in here.
Fuck, what was the name? He had a fucking better name.
You should have him on the show more.
He had a better name.
Yeah, I agree.
He was funnier.
He's made for this.
He had the second best line.
Goddamn right.
Okay. We do it every Wednesday, every Saturday. Use the code SDR. And right now we're doing at GasDigitalNetwork.com to get a 7-day free trial. Or if you're currently a subscriber at GasDigital Network, well, why would you be listening to this episode? Because this came out 5 days later. We are giving a 30-day free trial to anybody who was not subscribed. If you know someone that is subscribed, ask them.
I've never said this in a room in my life. It's freezing in here.
It is cold in here, but I'm comfortable.
Did we keep it warmer for the girls?
It was comfortable. We have to keep the assholes at room temperature.
Freeze up the a-holes for
it's the every Wednesday, every Saturday. It is the butthole beauty pageant again, but this time we're trying to play I Spy the Brown Eye. We're trying to figure out whose asshole is whose because we're adults.
Yes. I got this.
All right, here it is right now, the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the hoe. It's weed, I beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
Oh, you know there's buttholes in the studio tonight when there's a bunch of dudes in the house.
It's always packed on butthole day.
Packed on butthole day. That's what my grandfather used to say. It's always packed on butthole days. It is the SDR show, sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. We are in the studios. Big J Okerson sitting right across from me.
This is like taking me to meet your sluts, dude.
By the way, I felt like, what's the line? Like I'm introducing my wife to my gumar here. Yeah. That's
I've always wanted to be a gumar. I've been waiting. And if this was Goodfellas, it'd be Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
That's for the girlfriends.
Let's run around the room real quick.
Is the word gumar?
I think it's gumar.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I could be pronouncing
side
it
piece.
Wrong with not the right
effect. No, you're probably right.
It's gumar.
Yeah, but it's always said like gumar.
Yeah, I'm just not like all the words.
Like kalamar.
Yeah.
I have zero inflection. It's my Jew flexion, whatever you want to call it.
But I would have guessed you were saying it like wrong completely when there's no R at the end. That's how dumb I am.
Okay, yeah. I was pretty sure I was right. I was saying it with somewhat confidence. It is the SDR show, Sex, Drug, Rock, and Roll Show. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes. We haven't done this in forever, but we got to give away t-shirts again for reviews. We used to do that a long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't know why we stopped that.
We really stopped that ever.
We should have.
I suggested bringing it back, but you were like, no.
By the way, I call this tonight's episode the Keep Jay on the SDR Show for at least another month episode.
I think these guys are going to do great.
So let's go around the room. First, to my immediate left, James Mattern, the Commissioner of Comedy Podcast, right? Also, he invited me, which is funny, he just released a comedy CD called The Check Spot, and he invited me to come to the record
party,
release party. And he said, hey, it starts at like 10:30, 11, then the party should start at midnight. I'm like, yeah, I'm not coming to that. There's no fucking way.
You host the goddamn Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll podcast, and you got to have warm milk at 9:30.
Ralph is it's neither drugs nor rock and roll.
What's going on?
I'm rock and roll, you motherfucker.
No. Rock and roll's not going to bed at 10 and waking up to run with bone fucking headphones.
Don't you dare shit on my bone induction headphones.
Your new bone headphones. At the end of the show, I'll tell you in first and second position who I think should be my successor very soon.
Thank you, my friend. Oh, is this? You just became Brian Cox.
Before we introduce everyone else.
I'm Shiv. Everyone knows
so,
that.
So, just so you know, the show is twice a week. Every Wednesday, every Saturday, it comes out on Gas Digital. It comes out 5 days later. And Jay, 99% of the time on the Wednesday, maybe 5% of the time on the Saturday, like depending on when we pre-record, sometimes on a Zoom, whatever. Every time that's...
And who we're pre-recording with.
Yeah.
No, on an episode, Saturday episode, when I'm not there, it might have just been like me going...
No, I'm good. Except, by the way, the time with Toad the West
Toad.
Rocket. Toad the West Rocket, Jay texted me and
you
said...
You got to run Toad by me, bro.
I thought you were joking when you sent that text.
Yeah, that didn't seem like your wheelhouse, baby.
Love Toad.
So now I send Jay the list of who I'm interviewing, and he'll pick if he's available. And then I'd say another 90% of the time, it's James on Saturdays. But every time that episode's released, I get emails or DMs or whatever. Oh, did Jay quit the show? Every fucking week.
Well, that makes me feel really loved.
Which, by the way, leads me.
Where's the other guy?
We hate this.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to interview everybody, introduce everybody, then tell you yes. One of my favorite things that happened. So, to my right, Chris, who just happened to be here.
I was filling in for the Loud Boys on their show.
Just on happened to be here.
Alex called me earlier in the day. She said she is an emergency.
Who doesn't have to be here on whole day?
That was at 11 a.m.
No, it wasn't.
It's literally 9 hours later.
It was at 6 p.m. and I had to do two shows.
Sure. Okay. So from
Tough Life,
High Side Radio and No
Shannon
Saloon.
For a change here for Butthole Day.
Chris from Brooklyn, thank you for coming
in.
And then from Rap, from Spook Show, from Bye Guys, just one of the, honestly, I would say this. Probably the nicest guy on the network, in all honesty.
What a low bar.
Yeah, it's true. But, like, just a good dude. Like, the guy that would, like...
I don't have an argument against that, yeah.
Really, just one of the nice guys on the network. Zach Amico, thank you very
much.
Thank
you, Ralphie. That's very nice to hear.
Just a good dude. And then had...
Great dude.
I will say this. Had my second favorite line, and it's a little sensitive subject, because one of us in this room, there's six of us in this room right now, right? Including
Bobby.
Bobby. Seven, if you include Shannon. Only one of us didn't go to Skankfest, so it's a little bit of a sensitive topic. But
I would have loved it.
Oh, I've heard the rumors.
Ralph, you weren't at Skankfest?
I wasn't at Skankfest. I was very briefly at Skankfest. At the Luis J. Gomez roast, my two favorite lines came from the two of you. And I texted you, Jay, when I heard that line, which was the challah bread line, was my favorite line, because it was such a long way to get to a joke.
It's funny. I'm giving you so much clout because it just made me laugh so hard when... the roast came down for a second from online.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, what happened? I wanted to watch the roast. And it was like, only Shane and Ari and so-and-so were good. And it says, Big J set was monumentally unfunny.
Oh. Who said that? Just a line in the first.
Yeah. I wrote underneath it. I go, come on, dude. The Holocaust line still, though.
That was,
I mean,
by
even
the way,
if you hate everything I did, that was the only thing I went up there with. I was like, well, this will fucking murder.
I loved it. And then
Can I guess which line it was that Zach said?
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to know. It's obvious.
It's the one where he said that if Jay cared any less about his daughter, it'd be an episode of the SDR
yes.
show.
Yeah, that was really my funny. Second favorite line of that.
That's a really funny
because it's funny when it's true.
You weren't there.
It's funny when it's true.
Oh, my God.
It was so good.
That was fucking funny.
And I would say this, and I don't want to spend too much time on Skankfest. I'm sure it's been beat to death on this network, but holy shit, what a fucking monumental like moment Skankfest was. They created a real movement there. It's really wild.
Amazing.
The crazy thing to me, and I mean,
shout out Christine, Rebecca, and
Christine, Rebecca, and Lewis. Lewis's yes. idea for sure, but as we all know, Lewis is an idea man, and you said it in one of the trailers that we did once.
He's an idea man, and that's about as far as it goes. I line him up with people who will
actually
get
things
happen.
We all have ideas. It's about getting them done. That's what I think about
execution.
But it was an incredible weekend, and I'm sure this happened to you guys, but it happened to me a lot, and it was fascinating to me. The amount of people that would come up to me and say, oh, dude, thank you. So great to meet you, blah, blah. Oh, by the way, I'm blah, blah, blah on Instagram. And I'm like, oh, good. Good to meet you. And I walk away. And then my head registers. Oh, that's the guy that calls me a fucking asshole 15 times a day every day.
Yeah, Ralph. They love you, dude. It's all.
It's wild.
It's wrestling.
Yeah.
I've said this to you a lot.
Yeah.
You never want to hear it. You're like, everyone hates. They don't hate you. It's right. You're just like.
They hate me a little bit.
No, because you play that role.
I know.
So they all say they hate you.
Yeah.
But they love you. You're like a.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I said it was the first thing that I was, and I bring this example up a lot, but it was Christina and Corinne. When the first time they came to Skankfest expecting something, like some people were going to be like, fuck you guys for coming at the Skanks. But, and it was like, they were like, no, it was so lovely. I go, dude, you're just like, you're the, what was the girl who never won the Daytime Emmy?
Oh, yeah, Lucci.
Susan Lucci.
Yeah, it's like, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, you're just like the Erica Kane. Of
Yo,
and by the way,
now I see the toe the wet sprocket in you. If you're making an Erica Kane reference, now I see why you're upset, baby.
Oh, dude, I grew up with my mom watching soap operas.
And also, by the way, Lewis was that guy
Kelly
on Skanks
Ripa
for
with
the first 7 years
hair.
Of Skanks. Lewis was the most hated guy on Skanks for the first 7 years,
and
he's
in
still
all
the
his
most
business
hated.
Relationships,
especially
and friendships.
Yeah, he's still clearly the most hated, but
friendships.
He's also like you have to love what he's done.
Yeah, it was really a monumental. Moment that whole weekend was wild to see. And then we did the $1,000 pyramid, which was kind of like last minute thrown together. We running in shorter time, but the two things, especially the the Seth Simon thing with Brian Six was maybe my favorite moment of the whole weekend. That was just a fucking brilliant moment.
Yeah.
And I just, I think that...
did we say it on the show? We did, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to repeat it right here, but it was, you could go watch it. It was on a... You could,
why?
We could. Do you have a channel? Can you run it up?
It's
is that
SDR
possible?
Show, dude.
If you have, if you can pull, I'd rather you pull it.
I mean, it's
it,
on your Instagram.
It's on my Instagram.
Yeah, isn't it from a different episode of this show? Just go watch that episode.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a 10-second clip. It's worth watching.
It's pretty funny. Do you know what it is?
No.
Dude, it's
I was going to go watch
it after
the show.
We were playing $10,000 Pyramid.
$1,000. It's a CSTR show. Pyramid.
What's the...
The category was called
Fight Club.
Fight Club, and then it was...
It's like people who don't...
People who have had feuds with Luis J. Gomez.
Right, ooh. Right. And so,
it's under my reel, Shannon. I think it's my second.
Yeah, so I have to log into Instagram.
The clue is Seth Simon.
Mm-hmm. Right, but you could see that, too, on the clue.
Let's okay, just, yeah, I don't know if you could see it because of their heads. But,
okay, I have it.
All right, let's play it.
And Brian Six has to feed clues to get Chelsea Pennell to get it.
Okay.
To say the name.
Oh, tell me. Sorry, go to it. Great. And.
Gone but not forgotten.
All right.
Class Clowns, Karaoke Time, In Good Company, My Sugar Walls, and Fight Club.
I'll go with Fight Club.
Right, Fight like Club is going to be...
We should see a real fight today at one point. You know
people
I mean?
Luis J. Gomez has feuded with.
How long?
Hell yeah, that? Dude. I know this.
And go.
He threw a drink in his face in L.A. Nope.
In L.A.?
Yeah, at the store.
Metzger.
There you go.
Awesome.
He's a fucking...
Seth Simon.
That's so great. That's just so fucking great. That's so great. Love it.
Brian Six working with me in Philly all next weekend.
Good dude.
Thanksgiving weekend.
Like great those dude. Dudes. All right, and then I'm going to tell you a quick stupid dating story because I think you'll be proud of me, and then we'll get this shit on the way.
Can I just say this
is the best.
Who
are you dating, and how stupid was she? Stupid dating with Ralph.
I just love us bullshitting, and you're just setting up the tone of a show and seeing women idling, waiting to show their assholes.
Yeah, they're all
it's
waiting.
It's the wildest thing. It's like, can you guys get done with your life so we can show you our
James,
anuses?
You could probably get used to this, couldn't you?
Well, we'll talk Jay, off here, my friend.
Can you guys see from here? Jay's 1 foot out the door. Can you see from this angle?
I love that I'm the vice president.
Out the door. Yeah.
Shannon, just because we don't hit it all the time, fucking hit dick tails. We don't hit it all the time.
Dick tails, woo. Jay and Ralph are telling weekly dick tails, woo. Tales of all the crazy, silly dick tails, woo.
Dick tails. Weekly, it said.
Is that what it says?
W-E-A-K-L-Y.
I feel that this is more of a me growing moment for you.
Oh, really? I like to watch you grow.
So you know that 99% of my dating comes from Instagram, right?
And children.
And children. And high schools, you know, waiting outside high schools.
Instagram is a small village in Russia.
Instagramistan. Yeah. It's right now Kazakhstan. So we made a plan. I meet a girl on Instagram. We exchange numbers. We make a date plan, right? And I say, all right, where do you live? She lived on the fucking way fucking Upper West Side, like 100 and something street and 12th Avenue.
A little dicey.
A little dicey. But I said, all right, I'll send an Uber and I'll meet you. The reservation was for 7:30 because I'm an old man. I don't want to go out late.
Damn, dude.
This
is your time of year, though. Once the sun starts going down at 5,
it can easy.
You look a twat hair cooler.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
7:30 dinner.
It's late already. So we make plans. And I said, where do you want
to
go?
Try to make these girls' buttholes tighten up.
Yeah, so it'll look different than the picture. That's why. I'm throwing the game. She says, I don't care where we eat, up to you. And I said, all right, you live in the fucking Upper West Side. I'm going to send the car at 6:30. Dinner's at 7:30.
Send
blah, blah,
cars.
Blah.
Look at
an
you.
Uber. An Uber.
God damn, you're crazy.
When you're 51,
I'm going on a date
things
with you.
I'm not a cool young guy. So I text her in the morning. Hey, look forward to tonight. Just text me when you're ready. Absolutely. 6:30 comes, don't hear from her. 6:40 comes, don't hear from her. 6:50 comes, I text her, are you almost ready? She just texts back, no.
Ooh.
Okay.
Right? All right. 7:05 or so.
She must have had a snack.
So now...
She wasn't hungry anymore.
We're supposed to eat at 7:30.
That's another dude, let's be honest.
We're supposed to eat at 7:30. It's not like 7:05, 7:10, something like that. There's no fucking way we're going to be on time.
Yeah, she probably just got off work an hour ago, Ralph.
Maybe. Or just got home from school. Her mother just checked her homework. And she says, hey, I just checked the restaurant. I'm not feeling it. Let's go somewhere else.
Oh, my God. At 7:10?
What was the restaurant?
Just an Ama. Have we gone to Ama? No. It's a great restaurant. It's all seafood, but I ask always any dietary restrictions I need to know about. She said, I didn't care anywhere you want to go.
Nice and clinical.
Just a real maitre d'.
I'm a nice guy. Maybe they're vegan.
Any allergies I should be aware of before I eat your box?
I can't have a lot of iron.
Yeah, I had peanuts today. Is that going to cause any swelling down there?
So I said, look, you're 35, 40 minutes late. You haven't even said, I'm sorry, I'm running late. You're now trying to change the restaurant last minute.
Three demerits.
Let's check. Let's take this as a fucking, you know, a sign, and I'm going to pull the plug on this. It was nice almost meeting you. We'll call it a night. Right? She calls me, and she starts fucking yelling at me.
Oh, no.
Okay. Like, screaming. We've never met before.
What night of the week was this?
I think it was probably a Thursday.
You took away a young lady's Thursday.
Yeah, I took her Thursday away. She's out screaming at me. I said, look, you don't even know me, and you're screaming at me.
Was that a threat?
No.
Sounds like a threat.
I was a little angry.
Hashtag her, too.
Let's just call it a night. She goes, whatever, hangs up to me, blocks me, and that's
it. It's all over.
We're done.
Stalking behavior.
But I think I did the right thing. I'm growing, Jay. What? I canceled.
Oh, predatory behavior, Ralph?
That's me. PR, predatory Ralph.
Behavior, Ralph.
Is she coming next week to show her asshole? Is that how you guys are going to make up?
She's girl number three.
Hey! The winner gets to go to Ama for free tomorrow.
By the way, you would like Ama. I can really.
Alma?
Ama. Chris and I can talk food.
AMA.
I don't know your food level.
I'm a fucking classy dude.
I don't think that's true. I don't believe it.
No, what the fuck?
He's from Vegas. They're known for that.
Yeah, thank you. I'm the king of culinary.
That's more showy. Plataforma churrascaria fancy?
No.
I don't know fancy.
Oh, that was like Latin. What the fuck was
that? That's the Brazilian steakhouse.
Oh, you can eat Brazilian steakhouse?
I could never make that next time.
You're already out. You immediately proved that you don't know shit about food.
I worked in steakhouses.
You don't know what you're talking about. Zachy, do you consider yourself culinarily adventurous?
Jay and I have accidentally gone to Wawa at the same time on more than one occasion.
Right. There it is.
Almost acting like one didn't want the other one to know that we were going to.
Chris and I went to a fancy pan sushi place together and loved it.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Guys, I worked at a Black Angus. Does that not mean anything these days?
Nothing to me. All right, so now here's the thing.
Maybe you know my friend James Mattern from Longhorn Steakhouse.
James Mattern from new permanent co-host of the SDR show.
Texas
Ruby
Roadhouse?
Tuesdays.
I hear we're going to do live remotes from the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square, another place I used to work.
Do you guys feel any sort of like, you know, trying to outdo each other right now that you're with me?
No, Jay's my dude. I'm here whenever Jay can't.
Down.
It's all good. Wait, are you Hulk Hogan? You're going to take the pin? You're going to lay down? The figure poke of doom?
I'm going to lay down, yeah.
Or Nash?
NWO.
It's like community theater version of Wild Hogs in this room. Right now.
All right, before we go any further, is this what I think it is?
Yes.
Oh, man, you drank some tequila.
If you are over 21.
Yes, it is.
And living in the States where Delta 8 is legal.
Oh, all the cool states.
I like how, by the way, James has not heard of the Delta 8 Empire.
The Delta 8 Vampire?
He's not heard of him.
Don't get cute with me, Ralph. What are you all whacked out on vapes and gummies?
Yes, from YoDelta.com, where you could stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8.
But you have to be over 21, so none of Ralph's girlfriends can try it.
Not for at least 4 years.
Oh, my God. Where's the vampire with the statutory rape joke?
Oh, I lay low on the rapey stuff. I've got a couple of charges down in Louisiana. It's not your grandfather's Louisiana, let's just say that.
Delta
That's
8.
Why True Blood got canceled. That was the mystery season.
It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to almost every state. And it can really get you high at YoDelta.com. You can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your stone needs. Which one do you use?
You said it, dog, both. I chew the gummies while I vape.
That's the way to do it.
Sometimes I burn the gummies down in a spoon and boot them directly.
Oh, my God.
I don't recommend it.
It's probably not for the faint of heart.
But it does get you higher.
Go to YoDelta.com. They are the official sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code GAS. Get 25% off. Once again, 25% off. Promo code is GAS at YoDelta.com. Why?
Disclaimer, dum-dums. Don't boot melted gummies.
All right. Let's get back into this craziness. All right. So a while ago, we did the B3, which is the Butthole Beauty. What was the third B? Butthole Beauty Battle. There you go.
Battle.
And it was a wonderful evening. And we've decided to one-up it by doing this. This is Shannon, do you want to explain
We brought back our champion.
We brought back our champion, right? Which in a way is hedging our bets
a little bit. The Ken Jennings of buttholes.
Shannon, you want to throw it down a little bit?
Sure.
You're going to throw your butthole in the mixer?
I have a feeling Deep Blue's going to take this one.
So there are three lovely ladies waiting to be introduced.
First, you'll meet each of them first, and then I'm going to show you an image of like a very close up image of just their butthole, and you're gonna write down on your piece of paper in front of you which lady you think each butthole belongs to.
Okay, and I will say this: I know bi guys.
Is it Lainey the answer for all three?
Lainey's all. Bi guys does something similar, right? What do you guys do, Zachy?
On bi guys, we do guess the butthole, where we look at a close up of a butthole, and we have to guess if it is a man, a woman, or a trans person.
Okay,
so we have gotten pretty good at it.
All right, good. So Zachy, you might be good at. We might have a little unfair advantage.
This is crazy, and you don't have to answer this, Shannon. I bet you don't even know the answer, but I bet you'll look after I say it. I bet Shannon, butthole's a little bit darker than the surrounding area.
Of Shannon's own asshole.
Hmm? I don't know, but
get
I will.
Get in here, Shannon. Let's take a look.
No, I'm sure. I believe you don't know, but I think now that I've said it, you're going to check and see if it's right.
Jay? I'm going to bet it goes white, dark, pink, like Neapolitan ice cream.
Ooh, whoa. You know what I wanted to do, Jay, but I know you wouldn't have said yes to this. I wanted us, you and I, to take close-ups of our asshole pics and then let everyone else judge who had the nicer asshole without knowing whose was whose.
Every picture out Ralph posts is an asshole pic, by the way.
She's going to be like this.
I post no pictures of me, by the way.
Guess you ran 7 miles today.
Yes, you do. No pictures of you. No pictures of myself.
What are you talking about? You giving metal horns with Ronnie James Dio... But like only like 6 years ago.
That was like a long
time. God, that must have looked like Dr. Evil and Mini-Me.
we took a picture by
like Ralph's Instagram, pictures of him and rock stars 15 years past it being the awesomest thing.
Yeah. With me and Ronnie James Dio, I did hold him like a puppet because he was so much smaller
than me. He's a tiny dude, right?
He let me do that, which is pretty fucking wild.
Yeah. And you're like, this is me and the new lead singer of Scorpions.
New?
So there's a twist to the game.
Okay.
And that is that I'm going to show you 4 pictures. And one of the pictures belongs to a male member of the Gas Digital team.
Oh, God damn it.
Right.
Oh, God, I hope I don't fuck.
So there's a wild card in the mix.
Is it Paco at least? Because an Asian man counts as a woman.
I'm not going to say who it is. I know who it is, but I'm not going
to
say who it is.
So, wait, can we also then have to pick our favorite on the off chance that one of us has accidentally picks?
I love it. That's the
member as our favorite.
Love it. Let's do that. That's why Zachy's here. All right, Shannon, so do you want to introduce them? They can hear us, right? I feel like they can hear
us. They're having the time of their lives right now. Look at this shit.
And we're being filmed.
It's, they're power drinking. They're like, we have to deal with these fucking stunats.
Let's do this, by the way. Before we even start.
No poppers, ladies. No performance-enhancing drugs out there.
Keep it clean.
Before we even start, because you guys don't know their names. It's not fair. So
yes, I do, actually.
Well, we know one name. You know Jem, because she's been here before.
I know all of their names.
Okay, so who's in the middle?
Ivanka.
Okay, and then that would mean Lydia on the right, yes. Right? Okay, so before you've seen anything, before you know anything, just for shits and giggles, for extra points, do you want to pick your favorite butthole by guessing without knowing anything?
Well, I'll tell you something. Let me say why I know all their names, by the way. It's because for the last half hour Bonfire today, I was promoting this show.
Were you really?
Touchdown.
Yeah, I was.
That's amazing. Shannon, when you listen to Bonfire, because I know you do, can you please send me a clip? Because I don't listen.
Talked about it.
Did you really?
I've done that a couple times. We've had some of these events.
Whenever we do asshole things, you'll talk.
Well, I like to go through the ladies and let the world know what's going on.
I knew he was going to talk about it because he asked me for the ladies' names.
Oh, okay.
God?
You don't think I know my
God
way.
God forbid the only promotion these gals get was the SDR show? a nightmare.
Jay, do you not realize I know my way to your heart? Is by booking assholes?
He had to promote them on SiriusXM to every rental car in America.
There's definitely
every empty rental car in America.
Oh, my God.
There's definitely more of a pep in my step coming in for shows like this instead of like, hey,
the bass player of Warren.
These are dudes who are gonna play a cover of a song.
So what are you giving me shit for every time I'm here?
Because I have to be here on those ones too.
Can I just say what
you
if
you magically don't happen to be here on those days?
Oh, what if the fourth asshole? What if the dudes is the guy from the Gym Blossoms? Would that be the greatest of
Robbie,
all fucking
Robbie
time?
Krieger from the Doors.
No, oh my God, Robbie Krieger, I bet has a clean asshole.
Yeah. All right, so why don't you do this?
I bet one of these girls calls their asshole the Gym Blossom.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so just pick your favorite that you think is gonna be your favorite. I'm going to mark mine. I'm going with the champion. I'm going to say it out loud from last time.
Wait, forget. I'm sorry, ladies.
Wait, why do you have a cheat sheet?
I have a cheat sheet. It's Jem, Vanka, Lydia. Jem, Vanka, Lydia.
Okay.
And then if you want to throw in bonus points,
are we telling who?
I'm saying I think my favorite is going to be Jem, so only because I know she won.
Yeah, I'm going. I mean,
I'm
going with Jem. You don't bet against the champ.
Yeah, you don't bet against the champ.
It's idiotic.
She'd be even money if she's the defending champ.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm picking that. Do you have a pick, Zachy? You want to put it down as your pick?
Not only do I have a pick, I'm going to let Chris tell you what my pick is, and he doesn't know what I wrote down.
Oh, I bet I know too.
It's the bigger girl. I mean,
oh, really?
No, I was going. I'm going vodka.
You going lip ring?
Exactly. No, I'm going vodka.
I was
going
to go vodka.
I'm going vodka.
Just enough. Lydia comes in as the winner. She really came in the as the back as the you know, the underdog, so
well,
to speak.
Well, I'm from Vegas. I was going to say the next best odds. I would probably go with the end, but I think it's very close. You could see anything. I think she has an asshole confidence. I can see in her face that she's really proud of it. She's gotten compliments, and that's what I'm saying. If there's any challenger to the throne,
how did these guys not pick my asshole?
As the guy who worked at the MGM Grand for years, fuck it. I would do that.
Yeah.
And Glenn Danzig erotica.
Paul, I know you can hear me. Paul, can you bring in another marker? One of our markers is dead, Paul.
And a beer.
Yes, and Jay, her anus sings Twist of Cane by Danzig. That's why it's going to win.
So let's get the shindig on the road.
So who did Chris pick?
Who did you pick?
I'm going to pick the champ.
The champ. Champ.
So three champs.
Look at us.
I'm Vanka.
Vanka. Four champs and a Vanka.
We're all going.
Oh, you and champ.
We're all going with the safe money.
She's coming in the favorite.
Okay, so who's starting the
gamblers?
Shannon.
So you want to meet each one of them individually first, right?
Mm-hmm. So
okay, so sorry. So we're gonna bring in Lydia first.
All right, Lydia's coming in
first. Let's go, kid.
Let's go, kid.
Let's do it, man.
And they're gonna sit.
It's your time to shine.
We're all gonna scooch a little.
The best thing of these shows is watching Lainey stage mom through the glass. Big smiles, girls. Big smiles.
There's a microphone behind us.
Happy fingers.
What do you call this? I just noticed it by behind.
It's called a microphone, Ralph.
No, this thing.
It's called a herpes.
I've never heard them.
Librette.
What?
So librette. Is that a librette?
And like lord over everybody behind. Don't mind me.
No, you're
give her them a thank you, Bobby. That's a pretty good angle.
Bobby,
right
you're doing
there.
Great.
Bobby, is your asshole one of the surprise assholes in the fourth asshole?
Bobby, you're holding so many electronics. I thought you were our Asian intern.
Bobby's trying
intern.
To look, treat me like James.
Let me
James
ask you this, Shannon. Would it make more sense for James to go there so there's more room?
Damn.
Boy, decisions, huh? Good.
I can make it happen if you feel like it would be more comfortable.
I'm just asking you. You can make. You're the producer.
I feel like it's okay. Like
okay,
this.
We're okay. Like
Shannon, would this be easier if I wasn't even here?
All right, Lydia. While you
Shannon, what are the chances you're just going to show us four guys' buttholes?
Oh man, if she ruled, she would.
That's a fucking power
Lydia
move.
Lydia has a microphone.
I do. I have a microphone.
Okay, let Lydia tell us a little bit about herself.
Lydia, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Lydia Vengeance. I'm a burlesque performer, MC, singer, and just general mayhem person here in New York City. I host shows where people get naked and I sing songs and we do a lot of things. Sometimes when venues allow it, we do things with our holes. Vanka and I do things together with our holes on stage. Wow. We have wholesome shows and
for
some
example.
Holes, you know.
By the way, it really sounds like you're describing the SDR show.
Wholesome shows and some holes is some merch waiting to be made.
You guys have good banter.
Yeah.
Wholesome
Me,
holes.
I want to get to it. That's good. That's good co-hosting right there. I'm just I'm seeing past it. And I want to ask, what holes things do you do?
So we have an act where I actually like go down on her and I pull this long string of beads out of her pussy. Like it's kind of like an artistic symbolism of squirt. But like, you know, it's just like a long string of beads and I pull it out with my mouth.
By the way, like for a half second, I swear I thought you said
art.
Autistic and not artist.
Artist. No, it's art.
Can
we're doing
answer the question without you interrupting?
It's performance art.
We're doing it's
also
pageant.
Slutty and fun, but performance art.
If they were anal cubes, it'd be like Picasso.
That would be also, I've seen many a show like that. It's very impressive, like things people can do with their holes. Like we're getting there. Like it's a stretch, really.
Yeah, Lydia, those shows are at MoMA.
Lydia, thank you. You've been fantastic.
Lydia, could we get, not tonight, but for you and Vanka to come in another time and do the asshole pageantry squirting thingy that you just described?
That's not going to be part of the talent portion tonight?
Yeah. I don't know. If you can pull it off tonight, I don't know if
I feel like it could be arranged. Like we can get booked. We can get booked.
All right, we'll make that happen.
Book us.
Oh, she's smart.
Yeah. By the way, again, that's called Keep Jay on the Show Another Month. That's
welcome,
what I'm
everybody.
All right, so let's bring
Does
in
anybody
our...
even have pearls we could pull out of an ass?
We pre-string them, actually. They're one time they actually broke during a show and slid down my throat live on stage. I probably might have died.
You
but
string
I didn't...
them yourself like fucking Girl Scouts?
Zach, they gimmick them.
Bobby, get in there and help them next time.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Teamwork,
like popcorn
you know?
For a Christmas
takes
tree?
Takes work. She's got to do the work to get them in. Like, she's doing the really
Does
hard
it
work.
Say,
she
like,
puts
friends
them in, I pull
forever?
Them out.
Is every other thing a letter?
It could be. We could definitely like upgrade the beats, you know?
Have you ever considered doing Pussy Ball Bingo?
That sounds like it's a lot of like pressure. Like the Kegel level would have to be like it's a workout. To, like,
personalized
to push
fucking
it out, you know,
personalized like, anal beads. My idea, trademark. You can't steal it. I'm sorry.
All right.
Personalized anal beads.
Let's bring in our next lady.
Homemade. You guys got the market on that.
This is Vanka. Just one name, like Madonna. It is Vanka.
Yeah.
Come on in, Vanka. Thank you. Sit behind us in one of those chairs.
Sit with me. Hello. I I was so worried you were going to bring us just one at a time. And I'm like, no. We have too much comedy gold for you to.
They apparently know each other because they're a team.
I saw her walk down the stairs when I walked in, and I'm like, she clearly is going to the show because there's no one that hot dressed like that on a fucking Wednesday in this building.
We're in
not
a basement.
Chance. Not a fucking chance.
Or she's the ghost of a hooker who was murdered here.
Yes.
Damn it, they figured us out.
She's just clawing behind that wall.
Boy, this is American Horror Story.
Nobody gave Jim the memo on Rhinestones Night, huh?
She don't need it when you're the champ,
Jay,
baby.
Since you've been
Rhinestone butt plug, too. You know?
Get the mic on you, please, Vanka.
Excuse me?
Vanka, take the mic, Vanka.
Vanka, I'm sorry, you said what about a butt plug?
Yes, Vanka. We missed the best two ever.
Please, I also have a little gemmed butt plug because, you know, you want a little bling there, too, sometimes.
Nice country. Wow. Yeah. Nice country, huh?
Jay, do you have any questions for Vanka?
Ivanka, you pull the string out of her anus with your teeth or vice versa?
I think they said a pussy thing.
Lydia, she pulls a string of beads out of my pussy. Which it did, in fact, once. It did in front hole instead of back hole. Yes. It did, in fact, once break and then almost choke you to death live. And you know what? You take one for the team. You're like, if I die, I die.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it. That someone in the audience had to take out a win, though. Now, it could just been a hot thing where she pulled the beads out with her teeth. That was hot. But that night, they experienced something greater. It's like when people complained about being at the Tyson fight when he bit off Holyfield's ear. I'm like, what are you, crazy?
It's the best one to beat.
You were at a classic.
History. You witnessed history.
That was a classic night for these two.
Yeah. If you almost die during sex, that's clearly the most memorable sex of your life at a minimum, right?
That's every time Ralph has sex.
Every girl that's had sex with me.
Tell that to Linkin Park and Soundgarden.
Every girl that said every girl that almost said no to having sex with me.
So, like, they if died. You died doing that, is that like a fighter or an athlete dying in the fucking squared circle?
I mean, I definitely have like an unwritten rule among my friends that if I die not on stage, they have to drag my body onto a stage before they say a fucking word. Wow. So that is reported that I died on stage because I just want to be that dramatic about it.
I've never been more in love in my life. That's
the
fucking, you said the right thing.
The drama.
By the way, this is the first time we brought James in on a show that involved hot women. It's usually like, the bands that you've turned on.
I get the drum tech of Trickster. Yeah. That's what I get.
It's your first time.
It's his first time.
For once in my life.
Last time he was with Kyle Dion. You were here with Ace Frehley. Who else were you here with?
I had Carlo from Godfather, who said he got raped by Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. All right, let's bring in our third contestant.
Toad the Wet Sprocket, I found out, also had a gem butt plug in the whole show.
That's where the name came from. Yeah, let's bring in
is it in now, or do you just have that? Is it now?
No, I think she just has it for certain occasions.
No, I don't take the train wearing a butt plug.
Yeah, she's not on the clock right now, Chris.
Shame on you, Vanka.
That seems like a smart move.
We're bringing in the winner from the B3, the Butthole Beauty Battle.
So there should be some theme music before she walks in. You can't have her
Stone
walk
Cold, play Eye of the Tiger?
Yeah, play Stone Cold's music.
Oh, play Chariots of Fire.
I like being
Or Queen. Play Queen.
There you go. Oh, but. But.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, like,
Chris, you got to move that chair.
Yeah, I'm squeezing. I can't go any further.
Like, I'm going to move it here. Like, oh, no. I'll just spread my legs and get by.
Can you get behind me? I'm sorry. I'm fat.
No. I definitely didn't do that.
This is.
Fuck.
Well, Jim, is there a chance?
We're good.
Wild. Is there a chance you're the only one here not wearing a gem butt plug? Because so far. Would you believe it? All seven of us have.
I have a zebra butt plug in.
Zebra?
What?
Oh, our variety.
Aw.
What?
Mine's like a rose gold.
So we know a little bit about Jem, but Jay, because you've been the interviewer, do you have any questions for Jem, the returning champion of the...
I know everything someone who doesn't know Jem can know about
her. What have I done with my crown in the time?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, how's life as the queen?
No, it's a great question. Let's see. Have you done any like car dealership openings or cutting any ribbons on a new Chick-fil-A?
Or worked
at I turned them down because I had to be a part of the SDR show today.
Yeah,
so.
I get it. There we go.
They're constantly calling me.
Integrity.
Yeah, through and through. God damn.
I'm here with these beautiful ladies.
I love it. I love
you
it.
Have your, Lydia, Ivanka, you guys have your work cut out for you today.
And I'm sorry.
Wait, this is work?
Shannon, no, can you send Paul to get me one more shot of tequila?
I was like, you're making it a contest, which it's not for them.
No, this is.
It's not a contest for me at all. I'm just happy to see other buttholes.
Yeah, it's not about winning or losing, just being thought about people.
I'll feast your eyes, ladies.
If I feast my eyes on other beautiful women's buttholes, it's just a win for me either way.
Yeah. One of them is going to be a male's asshole.
I didn't realize this is the little league of butthole contests right here. I don't care about winning, man.
Your
there's no winners.
Trophies just, all yeah, around.
But can't wait to get those trophies
there's,
out.
There's no women. There's
no winner. We're just here for the holes.
There it is.
I've said that so many times in my life.
At little league games.
Let's get it, yeah. Yes. Gave her holes.
Okay. So now the way I think we're going to do this, Shannon, is you're going to show the four buttholes one at a time, and we're going to judge whose we think. And then round two, correct me if I'm wrong, Shannon. There's a point associated with getting it. Yeah, we should all do one, two, three, four, right?
Okay. Very efficient. You're so thorough.
Ralph, what do we wager on this?
There's no, it's the love of the game, Jen.
No, $5,000.
Me and you wager on this. What's the question? 50, who gets more right?
I say there's a strong chance I fucking walk through this game 100%.
So what are we throwing? What am I betting you? Am I betting that you get everything right or that you get more than I get? It's two very different questions.
More than you get.
Just me and you. No other bets here.
Oh, hold on. No. How about this? You two do the bet on you, and then the three of us bet on who wins out of you fucking two. Let's make this some big short shit. Let's
whoever
get fucking wins, wild,
whoever
goddammit.
Whoever wins that gets the beads to pull
out. I want odds. I want odds. I'll bet on Ralph, but I want odds.
Hold on. I'm Caesar's Palace. I got this shit.
Right.
I'll make it
all right,
correct.
I want 2 to 1.
I bet you right now.
What are we doing?
$100 mm-hmm. that at the very least we're going to tie. I don't think you're going to beat me.
How do you bet for a push? What kind of fucking not Michael
he
Jordan
says he's
going to
beat me.
No.
Push is a push.
I'm confused. Are you competing over each other's buttholes now?
No.
You'll be sitting in these seats.
That's a fight for another.
Because here's the thing. I think either we're going to tie.
I think we can all only hope for a push. I think that's how this butthole
game works. Yeah, I don't
think
you're going to beat me. I'm saying,
ladies, please do not push.
I don't think you're going to beat me. I think we're going to tie. That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's the weirdest worthless. Thing to bet. What is it? This isn't
never
football.
Mind.
What
back to love of the game.
Yeah.
So you want me?
Are we back to
what is this? Back around.
I'm sorry. Are we going to Chuck E. Cheese after this shit? I didn't realize this was
Little
League.
Show,
that's the energy this show needs. If I'm being completely honest, that's the energy.
For the sake of the show,
I'm ready to throw my hands up.
For the sake of the show, $100, I do better than you do. Fair?
Mm-hmm.
All right. $100.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So I'm betting $100 do better than Jay.
I'm going to go Jay's 2 to 1. To beat Ralph.
Fuck you!
So you boys do whatever. Anyone in the house, 2 to 1. I mean, I'm not actually going to take your money and fucking pay you if you win, but I'm just saying for
I got
for
$100 on me. I got $100 on me right now.
So do I. Throw it on the table, dude.
What would you take?
I had $100 on Jay.
$100 on Jay.
I hate you all. No one has faith
in me. I get two to one. So you'd only get 50. So he pays better is what I'm saying.
All right, I'll take Ralph. I'll take Ralph.
Ralph pays 2 to 1. He pays even money, or to 50. You'd have to bet 100 to win 50 on Jay.
My $100 right there. Piece of shit.
Look at this.
I hate you so much.
I feel like we're in fucking Deadwood now.
Jay, this is not me joking. I fucking hate you so much.
Pull that shit out. No, look at you. Joking. Look at this man.
Oh, he's doing it so
look
much better.
Look at Ted DiBiase.
The full 100 of me doing the 20s. He fucking just out-cocked me right there.
You keep throwing that out. We might get the second show.
I keep it in my drawer. I grab a little before I leave.
It means nothing to you. All right. So let's start it. Shannon just went out for a second.
What the fuck?
This is chaos.
Someone's cleaning her asshole. She's coming in.
She's coming in.
late entry.
Number 30, the Royal Rumble.
Daniel Russo's going to fight.
Also, by the
way, Daniel Russo's going to fight.
This. Look, I'm putting this up. I don't want you to see what I'm writing down.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Cheater.
All right, you ready?
Yeah. Bobby, get out of the way. We're going to pick your asshole.
Here comes butthole number one.
Whoa.
All right.
All right, no, so we're guessing 1, 2, or 3 or the wild card, right?
Right.
All right, hold on.
No, I'll turn 4 to W, C.
Hold on.
It looks...
And 1, 2, or 3 meaning the lady's name.
Yeah.
I might just be high.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't the hole itself make like a balls with like a big dick coming over it?
The hole looks like it's crying. Like
yeah,
it just
it
looks
does. No, I
see
that.
What you mean, yeah.
It looks like, remember when the alien got sucked out of the window in Alien 4?
I do.
By the way, I give an A on the photography skills of just the asshole. Oh, very good job. Right.
So we're saying who we think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right. Here, by the way, here's the Shannon, we didn't explain this.
And we could change our answers.
They're going to show their assholes.
Mm-hmm.
You change your answer.
All right, you fucking creep.
Listen. Jesus Christ. If you change your answer after they
just
show
so
their
everybody
assholes,
knows.
You lose half
just
the
so
points
know.
Of that round.
I didn't bring
so
these women
no
here to not show their assholes.
Unless,
I got to see all the assholes.
God damn it.
We're live on
everybody
the internet, psycho.
All right. Next asshole.
Wait, no, but actually say the thing you were saying because I didn't.
No, you don't get to hear it. Now, Shannon, explain.
They show their assholes and what happens.
So after you guys have made your selection, in the second round, each lady will show you her butthole in real life. And if you choose to change your answer, you sacrifice 50 points.
Yeah.
Each.
Can I just say, when I agreed to this, I had no idea.
You could cut the sexual tension between you two with a knife.
You guys talk. Can they make sure they talk on the mic?
Yeah, when you talk, you gotta grab the mic. You got to grab the mic, by the way.
Tension between who?
The two of you.
Mo, me, and Ralph?
Oh.
I know. Fucking get it over with already, right?
Get it. All right.
Just start an OnlyFans.
Butthole number two, Shannon.
Here is butthole number two.
Oh.
Okay.
I feel terrible if I'm wrong.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I hit the wrong. I'm just doing
it. Fuck, I need the names again. I'm
Why
sorry.
Why does it have teeth?
I know you're Jim. I'm sorry, you ladies.
Lydia.
Vonka. I'm sorry.
It looks like a cyst they removed from somebody's womb.
There's a lot going in on there. By the way, that is a close-up asshole picture.
Yeah, what? Jesus.
That is fascinating.
That's okay. Hold on. I got this. I got
Wow.
I got this.
Wow.
So it looks like there is life on Mars. That's what we just discovered.
That's the rover.
Yeah, play that Bowie song.
That's the rover.
That's the rover.
All right. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. This is number three.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hello.
It's all art.
Okay. By the way, again, kudos on the photography skills. These are close-up, beautiful pictures.
Are these on an iPhone 13? Jesus Christ.
These are great.
Yeah, right. It's nice.
Wow.
That's a little donut.
That is, by the way, so far, my favorite asshole.
Okay, hold on a second.
It's a weird thing to say.
Guys, excuse me. My favorite asshole.
Can I say something? If I change based, can I be influenced by how they answer? Because
no.
I'm listening to this, and I feel like this can lead me in the directions of like how they're comp. Yeah, I'm listening to women, guys. We should all try it at one point. But yeah.
No, thank you.
Oh, hello, right? Go, girl.
All right, Shannon, let's keep the ball rolling.
I got.
Let's keep the buttholes rolling.
Broad time. I'm gonna show you my RBG tattoo after this.
Keep the holes coming.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the.
Ralph canceled.
Here's the final picture.
What do you want, hold?
Oh, Ba-da-bum. Hello.
It's like a fishy face, like someone doing fishy face.
That's like every girl's Instagram photo.
I'm not even sure.
All right, I have my, honestly, I have my picks.
I don't remember which picture my hand is. Okay.
I
just picked it random, you know?
There's so many.
By the way, kudos to all the assholes.
Yeah, phenomenal.
It's a pleasure.
Except
just to
Except one, I think.
You don't really get that compliment too often, do you? Kudos to all the assholes.
It's an honor just being in the room.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
And by the way, while we're
all
before
assholes
we go
are equal.
Before we go to the next round, that's
the champ.
Okay.
What is it? That's the platform.
Yeah. She's right.
Buttholes
it's the
unite
culture.
Us all.
It's the woke culture.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the united whole.
Jay, you don't like when I tout anything happening with the SDR, but kudos to the SDR fans because we've heard from sponsors. We're killing it with sponsors.
And you really didn't need the S.
October was our best month of listenership ever. Fuck so you, thank man. You to all the fans, even though Jay's leaving apparently at the end of this episode. And
you better hope to God I don't. Oh, hey, guys, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors here for a second at SDR
yes.
Show. Yes, the fully loaded Jew vampire. This holiday season is fast approaching, and a lot of our fans are either still smoking cigarettes because they rule, or they're hitting vape pens because they're nerds.
They're nerds or they're cool. What
Whatever it is, if you want to stop being cool or stop being a nerd, Fully Loaded Chew is here to help. It's the only chew with tobacco-free nicotine. That's right. So that means less bad gunk in your
mouth. Yeah, you pussies.
Yeah, I love how Ralph's fucking choking and coughing in the middle of this.
You want to be an urban cowboy? Well, here's your chance. No fear of lip cancer, everyone.
Goofball.
You goofball. They have a full line of flavors over there at Fully Loaded Chew. They have mint, bourbon, peach, which is my jam. And make sure you try the reformulated classic flavor. It's the closest you're going to get to Copenhagen, and it's tobacco-free.
Did you say Copenhagen?
Copenhagen.
Okay.
So what did you do? Fucking ass.
Shannon, did he say Copenhagen?
I did hear Copenhagen.
He's fucking making it classy.
Copenhagen.
Since you do a vampire when he reads, should I be like Frankenstein?
That's me. That's me all day, every day.
Here's what's cool about Fully Loaded Chew. They have different nicotine levels. They have full strength, they have half strength, and if you're trying to kick it all together, they have zero nicotine at all.
And they enjoy it from New York all the way to Copenhagen.
All the way to Copenhagen.
It's nice there in December.
Bermuda, Bahama. Come on,
the
pretty
Beach
mommy.
Boys in 88.
I just met John Stamos last weekend, so.
Did you really?
Can't tell me shit.
All right.
He's a good bongos player.
The team at, boy, was he. The team at Gas. What took him on tour? You got to play a mean bongo to get taken on tour. The team at Gas and Fully Loaded worked out to put together a killer promotion offer for you. If you go to fullyloadedchew.com and use promo code GAS1, you're going to get a tin of Fully Loaded Chew for just $1 with free shipping on any purchase you make. Once more, that's fullyloadedchew.com, promo code GAS1 for a free tin and free shipping. Damn, we rule.
We rule.
All right, let's get back in.
Fire!
No nicotine!
Buttholes! All right, so now, Shannon, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Now they're going to show their assholes.
Right.
And wait. To be fair, we should show our... I don't want to make sure no one changes their answer without cheating.
Oh, yep. Hey, I guess no one could change their minds, Ralph.
You can't. You can.
The whole point was you're supposed to. Yeah, you'd be
Thank
crossing
you, Chris.
Out.
But you Thank lose you, points.
Can I just say that when you said now they're showing the assholes, Bobby looked like he was blocking the door. I've never felt more uncomfortable in my fucking life.
Now you yeah, can't leave.
You are showing your fucking asshole.
Oh, my God.
All right, so.
Okay, so this may be slightly uncomfortable with the situation. It's a situating of everybody in the room.
Should I move somewhere? Do you want to go to the other room?
No, wait, I'm very used to girls being uncomfortable showing me their assholes.
So how are we doing this? Are we showing them all at the same time?
Hold on. Ladies, hold on. You can't hear Shannon. Shannon's saying one quick thing. You can't hear it. Sorry.
So I feel like the best way to catch it on camera will be for each lady to squeeze past James. So it's camera two can catch them.
Fair. That makes sense. But before we do this, I'll let them know so they can hear. But before we go to the next round, we should all... Reveal our current answers. So we'll start with you, Jay.
How could you change it? How could you change it with its markers?
No, but you could do a second round. You lose 50 points for each one.
I crossed a couple things out anyway.
You already crossed it.
Bobby can just check and make sure we don't.
Yeah, Bobby, why don't you say this? Bobby, look around and look at our listeners.
Yeah, stop lumberjacking the door and
just show our list. There's no crosses there. Does Jay have any crosses?
No crosses.
Yeah, let Bobby take a picture so it can be proven.
I have a cross on one of mine.
I did one cross, but it was a goddamn. I said the wrong one. Whatever.
By the way, this is
now, ladies. What we're gonna have to do is we're gonna have to kill the sample like an electron microscope.
I love that you're a court reporter with this. Bobby.
As we're doing this, I'd like to point out I am 51 years old, and this is how I'm spending my evening.
Well, I'm only 24. So
it's really crazy.
If you could only see what my emails and text messages look like preparing for this show.
Yeah, Shannon and I, just Shannon, my emails to Shannon alone will get me canceled. That's for sure.
All right, so you guys know how the next round works, where you're going to take a small piece of metal and touch it to your butthole. Whichever one jumps, that one's the
thing. Yeah, it will be electrified. So, ladies, we just heard that this is how we have to do it for camera. So, to immediately of my left, which I believe is right here. Yes.
The left? The opposite of the right.
So, Jem, you're going to come here, and one at a time, they're going to show their asshole because it's better for the show.
Oh, do you like Roger Ailes?
It's what Shannon said.
Guys, I'm going to go. This is good seat.
It's what Shannon said.
I'm up for a Disney
job. So, you're going to phase the cameras there.
What Disney job?
I'm up to voice Ultron on Disney Plus. I just can't.
That's true.
No, but fuck it. It could be. I bet I get an email tomorrow and a different one on Monday.
Oh, Zach is infatuated. All right, so we're going to see an asshole.
All right.
And so remember, you got to really spread those cheeks when you get this.
All right, Ralph. Have a little decorum, dude.
No. This is the SDR show.
Jim, if you would, thank you.
All right, so you can see. It's hard to see from this angle.
Yes, it is. Okay.
It's also on camera, Ralph.
Yeah, I see. I'm looking at the camera. It's easier for me. Okay.
Okay,
that's good.
Okay.
I feel really good about what I saw.
All right. I think I might be making a switch.
Oh, you're going to...
Fuck.
50 in the hole right now?
Well, don't
make... Does that make it sound like the 2-to-1 odds for Jay are looking good? Try to get the
whole visible. So you're already sacrificing.
I might be. I'm not sure yet. I'm just making a mental note.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jem.
Thank you, Jem.
I will say good job like I'm a den mother. Like I'm the fucking... Good job, miss.
Is Lydia next? I think Lydia's next.
We're going to get the orange slices.
Lydia's next.
Oh, my God.
Jem, fantastic work. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jem, as always,
a pleasure. Jem, the champion, goes first. Thank you, Jem.
God. Lydia, if you would please.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, miss.
Is where I turn and cough, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cough.
All right, I'm going to look on camera. It's easier on camera.
It's not COVID. I'm vaccinated.
Yeah. Well, Shannon, I love that Shannon's got to zoom up on assholes.
This is the craziest night of anyone's life.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's very blurry on the
blurry, though, Shannon. Can you fix the blur?
You need to, get your,
holes. It's blur. Like it's a UFO pick.
Okay, it's good enough, I guess. I don't look forward. I feel bad for Tanner, who has to edit this for YouTube later.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. Right. I really am now a little perplexed.
Mm. Lydia, fantastic.
Thank you,
asshole.
Lydia. Thank you.
Great work.
Thank you, Lydia.
Miss.
Thank nice you, asshole. Thank
Wonderful
you, Lydia.
Good job, miss.
And now finally, it will be Vanka.
It really got Westminster Dog Show in here.
This really became.
Hold on, we need to check her gait.
Let's run them around the lounge.
3, 2, best in show.
Vanka, if you can make your way over to the showing area, please.
I feel like a dog.
Here we have the albino breed.
All right, Vanka.
Very pale, very Wednesday.
Oh.
They're getting there, Shanoons.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, she's taking her pants off.
I like that half of us become golf announcers.
Okay.
If you're going to be at the 14th.
Interesting. Wow. I really don't feel confident at all anymore.
Lighting is everything, y'all.
Wow. I'm very perplexed.
We really should have had a light on the table.
Oh, I realized.
Buddy?
Hold on. I realized I said the same name twice on my ticket. And what?
Okay. Thank you. That's beautiful.
No changes.
Okay.
Thank
so
you very
I'm
much.
Going with mine. Yes,
oh, I think I might
hello. Sticking with mine.
I think I'm sticking.
Out,
I think I'm
guys.
Sticking.
You're missing. Right.
I was gonna say I don't recognize
you.
Know,
I'm checking it out.
She's doing butthole ventriloquism.
Oh my god! Can you please say that one more
how
time?
How do you not so pay attention?
Make sure my list is right. Can you do another voice for one more second? Ventriloquism with your butthole.
Hello.
Oh, I was a voice. Sorry. Hello.
There you go. That's a real round asshole.
Yeah.
It's thumping.
That really is. It's pretty amazing.
Thank you so much.
I still stand.
All right.
She's a proper girl, really.
So thank you so much.
Girl, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Good game.
All right. I'm going to make a switch.
Ivanka, thank you very much.
I'm switching.
So, now, Chris, remember before I said you can pick the one I think is going to be my favorite?
Switch it.
I knew which one was going to have a bruise on her ass. When you walked
I love
in
Zach.
The fucking door.
The one that looks Russian?
That wasn't an insult. I'm saying great all around.
He lives in Bay Ridge. That's a big compliment.
Cool. I will say this, by the way.
You look like a hemophiliac.
Before we pick, we go through it and decide, ladies, that was awesome. Fucking.
Thank you.
Everything about it.
Can you remind them to talk on the mic when
Yeah, by the way, when you're going to talk, someone's got to talk on the mic. Or no.
Now it's your turn. So all of you guys line up.
Bobby, show your asshole.
Right, Bobby, start.
I'll be the judge of this.
Fire it up, Bob.
If you were betting on it, let's go.
Yeah, that's a question, by the way.
Who would?
Of the six,
I would bet Chris.
Of the six men in this room, who do you girls think has the best looking asshole?
I have to say Jay, just automatically. Offer.
Just based off his eyebrows.
Yeah.
He might have a tattoo
Jay
around there.
The
I would say probably
it.
Jay, too.
Yeah.
Jay or Chris?
He looks groomed.
Yeah, Jay or Chris.
Jesus like Christ, the gem of this group
I shaved my head. This is fucking hurtful.
Yeah, Jay, you look the most put together of the five of us.
What the fuck are you
You're
talking?
Two.
Oh, I can't with you anymore.
Three, four, five.
Someone else take the fucking job of
Jay. That's very brave of you to not.
I walk before
last.
I even get the fucking
No,
gig.
I think you look. Please look. You have your outfit matches. Your shirt matches your shoes.
There's no way Zach's asshole isn't damaged.
Terrible.
You've seen his cock.
Yeah. Ralph, you've seen what I do to my dick on stage. Do you think the asshole is much better?
I just feel mine. Like, I'm also probably 20 years older than you. I don't know how old you are. How old are you, Zachy?
I'm 34, Ralph.
I'm almost 20 years older than you. I feel like my asshole's just been through more.
What? What does that fucking even mean? What are you, Roy Cohn?
I put miles on this thing, buddy.
Yeah, he's actually putting in Demolition Derby type shit on this. You're just at monster truck rallies.
And, I mean, unless stuff's going into your butts.
I just mean I'm older. I just feel like your asshole strength.
But who actually puts things in their butts? That's where the male G-spot is.
I have fingers.
I
have toys and fingers. Toys and fingers, but he gets penises in there.
I've never had a toy up my butt, but plenty of fingers.
Toys and penises.
You never got
Han
Solo from 81 Kenner right up the asshole, Jay?
Listen. Y'all have a G-spot up there, and I didn't put it there. But it's there.
Who put the G-spot there?
I wasn't accusing
you. I didn't say it. Put it there.
No accusation.
Science. No homo.
I like that you asked that. Like, who put the bump in the bump?
No homo,
but bump.
It's the same answer.
Do yourself a favor and just finger your asshole one day, and you can thank me later. You're welcome.
All right, so now, Shannon.
Oh, I promise the next time I finger my asshole, I'll be thanking you.
I feel the only way to do this now is you reveal the answers, and we match.
Well, don't we have to pick our favorite, too?
Yeah, true. That's a good question.
Oh, I'd have to see again, guys.
Wow,
I'm sorry. I forgot. I have a goldfish memory.
Of the three we just saw?
Or the pictures? This is like playing ball at Rutgers.
Pick your
run
favorite.
It back.
Pick your favorite from the pictures. Let's do the pictures again and pick your favorite from the pictures.
From
can
the
you
pictures.
Do that, Janet?
Beautiful recap.
In order of 1, 2, 3, 4.
My favorite from the picture only.
Picture only.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Some nice holes.
Okay, here is
one.
Lovely
number
hole.
One. Hold on, I'm going to click away because I just don't want you to see the names. That's number one.
Gorgeous, stunning.
By the way, kudos to Frank. The new graphics are great.
That the
Jay,
first,
you don't notice this, but
the first
I do.
One's my favorite.
Great, beautiful new graphics.
Great graphics.
You don't know what you're fucking talking
no
about.
No idea.
Are these number new? Two?
Two is my least favorite.
Well, you don't mean that.
You're drunk on tequila. So you
number two
up
looks like I'm
night.
Swallowing my own face. So I'm sorry if that's one of you guys.
Okay, here is number three.
Oh, I think three is up there.
So supple, so giving.
Okay.
All right.
And four.
Here is number four.
Let me just say this, by the way.
Oh, no.
If you were to tell me that those three assholes are three completely different assholes than we just saw, I would believe you.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in the same boat, yeah.
Yeah, I really feel that
I
guess way.
I remembered them once I saw them again.
I don't.
You know what I mean?
They look very different.
I have photographer's
eye. I'm telling you, lighting is everything.
I'm sticking with my... You know what?
Even with assholes.
I'm sticking with my list.
Look at your penmanship next to my Patrick Bateman fucking
I'm sticking with my
nonsense.
List.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah, so want to do favorites around the room? And then later, and then after that, we'll do
sure.
what we think.
Fair. So, Jay, favorite of 1, 2, 3, 4.
My favorite's number one, and I know whose it is.
Wow. Okay. Don't say anything.
By picture, we're saying.
Right, yeah, by picture. Zachy?
Three, I don't know if they make strawberry frosted Cheerios, but if they did, that's what it would look like.
This would be the catalyst for
it. And I'm going three.
Three.
But it was stiff competition.
I'm going to go with one because, like I said, it looks like it's crying at a great song. Like you're at a Tori Amos concert. And
it's
just,
a goth asshole?
Yeah, you're like, Crucify came on and just fucking let it drip.
I picked three as well, by the way. So Zachy and I apparently have similar ideas in beautiful
Let's
assholes.
Go, Chrissy.
I'm going to go one because it looked like it was doing a job.
Wow, ones and threes all around. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
He's describing how the people at this table look.
I think we know who won. I think we can tell whose is who based on the reaction.
All right. So now, Shannon... You have to reveal who's who.
Okay,
fire it off.
Yeah,
and let's see who gets them right. Fire it off.
Let's go. So the number one, each of you say who you think number one was.
Oh, I just wanted you to name it, and we'll go through.
Yeah,
I
no, check it.
Off.
You, boom, you have boom, your boom. List?
No, let's say. So let's just go around the table real quick. We'll say who number one is, start at Jay, and we'll go around the table. You
yeah,
ready?
That's a good way. Shannon, don't say anything yet.
One.
Jay.
It's champ.
You think the champ is one. You think Jem.
Jem.
Yeah, Muhammad fucking Ali, yeah.
All right, I'd said Ivanka.
That's what I said.
Insane.
Okay, Shannon?
What did James say?
Jem. And the holograms.
It was Jem.
Ah.
A
point for everybody but Chris and Ralph.
Yeah,
well,
bitch ass bitches.
Fuck you, Shannon. How about that? All right, two.
Number two.
Do I fist bump you now? This is the weirdest thing I've ever been a part of.
Two, Jay.
It's a dude.
Good job.
I'm going dude on two.
Wild card. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I went wild card.
I also put that. I felt like it might have been a trick question.
This could be a heartbreaker.
I felt like that not based on the butthole itself, but the photography.
Terrible
James,
photography.
James, did you also say wild card?
Oh, it's the wildest of all cards.
We have a
yes.
picture
of
who it is?
Okay. Yeah, hold on one sec.
We all know it's clearly Harrington, right?
No, I don't think it's Harrington.
It's
too thin.
Harrington. Whoops.
It's Paco.
No.
It's one or the other.
Tanner.
I'm sorry, I'm the worst.
Oh, yeah, Tanner, yeah.
It is oh. Gay Blind Mike.
Gay Blind Mike. Oh, Gay
Blind Mike. Does he know you took that picture?
Yeah,
he does
not
know. He sure does.
Well, we knew we were in trouble for this episode. We didn't know it because of this.
Zach, I snuck into the bathroom at 5 a.m. for that photo. Okay, next.
Dude, I feel so... I don't know if I can say this in the air. At Skankfest, Gay Blind Mike comes up to me. I was like, how was your night last night? He goes, dude, I took acid. And I just couldn't not do it. I went... Did you see anything?
Oh, that's great.
All right, three. Jay?
It's Lydia, dude.
Ivanka?
It's Lydia.
I said Jem, so I'm obviously wrong.
I said Lydia. Number three, show the asshole again. Let's see if, hold on. Let's see
yeah,
if
let's
you
see
can,
the replay.
Let's see if
There's
you can guess your
flag.
Own asshole.
There's a challenge flag.
I really don't know. Honestly.
Let's see if you can guess your own asshole. Pull the picture up.
Is the microphone on?
Yes, yeah,
it's important. I honestly do not recognize Vanka's butthole without my lipstick on it.
Oh,
boy, that's a hot take of the week.
Wow.
Genuinely, no clue.
By
so
the way, Jay,
you know what, dude?
Jay, look
stuff
for me.
Like that, that's why we do this.
Jay, look for me. Look for me hitting on Vanka and Lydia right after this episode on Instagram.
We do have the most similar, like startlingly similar yeah. bits in mm-hmm. general.
Yeah.
Bits,
not just
you're, the butthole. Your two assholes, might I say. As a judge, were the two, but when I saw in person what you guys couldn't see, apparently I was completely confirmed.
Nah.
That's Lydia's asshole.
Jay?
And the next one will be Ivanka.
Let's let Shannon answer.
Okay, everyone's answers are locked in.
Yeah.
It is Lydia's butthole.
God.
Yo, kid.
Damn it.
Perfect four. Score. Perfect. So,
for four.
Yes, so Jay got four. I was giving you donut realness.
There you go. Take Yo, my please. Fucking money.
Wait. I guess who wins? The book wins. The sports book would have won.
God I'll damn it, Jay.
Right now. Give all the girls 20. Well, give them each 20 of those dollars because they're really the ones who did the
win. Have fun next door getting two drinks, maybe. If you like Pabst at Josie's.
Thank you. We're really getting into it tonight.
You gotta put it right in your butthole.
That's next week. Buttholes with the money.
Jay,
yeah.
I will say you're a better man than me when it comes to picking assholes.
Well, it's called attention to detail. And that's what the ladies like.
The devil's in the detail.
Well, what stuck out for you that made you know you were correct from the beginning?
I would say this, by the way. The hue of Jem on camera looks very different than that photo in person.
It looked a little bit lighter.
Yeah, very different in person.
Okay, in fairness with Jem, today I revisited a long, thin black
Watching tape.
Just pounding
so you
it
cheated.
Out.
I got it. You cheated.
Yep.
That's not cheating.
In all fairness.
No, he's watching tape.
Jem, Jem didn't listen to Radiohead before she took her fucking draws off
now. I get it.
Right?
So Jay cheated. I got it.
That's not cheating.
She wasn't crying to fucking
Congratulations.
Computer.
Lydia had, where her inner butt cheeks were pale, a very defined red ring that starts at a certain spot. I looked for that. And then when Vanka whistled her asshole, we were saying from the picture of that thing, it looked like it was like someone like making a fish face or whistling. She had the whistling asshole. Right.
Good job, Jay. You're better.
Giving you blue steel.
Jay, you're a better asshole man than me.
Everyone. I mean, I think we're all winners tonight.
We're all winners tonight. Let's give all the ladies and everybody here a round of applause. Lainey, thank you for making it happen. Happy belated birthday to Lainey, by the way.
Happy birthday.
And so let's do this. We'll let the ladies plug everything. We'll go around the room and plug, and we'll wrap
the
show up.
I mean, hopefully, something's going to fall out of one of them.
Plug. Oh, maybe they brought the beads. All right, ladies, go around your three in any particular order and plug everything.
Plug away.
Plug away.
So I'm Jem Jewels, and you can find me on Twitter at Jem the Jewels. So GemTheJewels, and on Instagram at Jem's a Jewel. So GemSaJewel.
Thank you very much.
Lydia Vengeance, you can find me on Instagram at Lydia Vengeance. Twitter, same thing with a little underscore. You can also find my weekly show every Tuesday in Brooklyn at Pink Metal. It's super awesome, and there's no cover. You just go in there, and you see some titties, and you throw some money. It's pretty great.
I know
you can also,
where I will be Tuesday.
See the show that Lainey saw on Saturdays in Hoboken. Lainey saw my show, too, on Saturday in Hoboken, if you're on the Jersey side. You know.
Okay.
She'll give you the review.
Okay, cool. And then lastly?
All right, I am Vanka, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter as VeryVanka. There are also basically no other Vankas around, the way I spell it, V-O-N-K-A. So I am excruciatingly Googleable. Feel free to find my OnlyFans, ManyVids, Pocket Stars, everywhere that I sell porn.
What's Pocket Stars? I've never heard that before.
Pocket Stars is Pocket
old
Stars.
Man, take a look at my life.
Pocket Stars is similar to OnlyFans, only they're not trying to kill us yet.
They allow
a lot more piss and blood. So
hold on,
hold on, guys.
Hey, you guys buried the piss and blood lead.
I've never heard that said more innocently.
They allow more piss and blood, dude. I know that.
I mean, who doesn't like a little piss and blood? You know, not always together, usually separate, but sometimes.
Wow, piss is sterile.
It sounds like that's
true, by the way.
Who
is a fucking fallacy?
Wait, someone called me obviously a hemophiliac earlier. Oh, sorry, because I was me too. So how did they know?
You guys are bonding. That's awesome. All right, to my right, Chris, you want to do all your plugs?
Yeah, Notes of a Goon, that's the podcast, and then High Society Radio here on Thursdays at 8, and I'm doing a headliner series at the Tiny Cupboard on December 9th. Zach Amico's on that show. Nice. It's going to be a fun time. Come through.
All right, Zachy?
Just check out my other shows here on the network, Bye Guys with Ian Fidance, Catalyst Wrestling, and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, and I'll be at Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie the Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving with Luis J. Gomez.
Luis. My Gumar.
Oh, the James Madden on the Instagrams, Commissioner Comedy Podcast. New podcast is going to drop in January with Shuli called Thanks for Coming Out, a podcast about bombing. Comedians come on and talk about bombing and the early shitty jokes. It's great. And the new album, it debuted at number 1. I predicted it here. Fucking number 1, the check spot. Me, while people pay their fucking bills, answering questions from the audience. Worst part of the comedy show. Number 1 record. Stick it up your chooch. Let's fucking go. I want to go back to number 1, so download more of it.
By the way, Stick It Up Your Chooch, great name for a record.
This is the third record, baby.
BigJComedy.com this weekend. This is live, right? We're live tonight.
We are live right now.
Hell yeah. Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be in Syracuse. Syracuse Funny Bone. And then Thanksgiving weekend, coming home to Philadelphia, yes. Helium Comedy Club. Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve, that's going to be a party. I think Shane and all the crew are coming out. Beezer's doing the whole weekend with me, Brian Six. And I'm there Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Rare Sunday show. I have New Brunswick, New Jersey, Stress Factory coming up in December. And then Rhode Island, New Year's Eve. And then I'm all over the place. But I don't have to get on a plane for so long, Ralph. It's so great.
That's all good local.
You,
so
great.
Did you promote this show not realizing it was live on SiriusXM? Because you
no,
said
I know it's live.
I just want to make sure.
Just stone now and shit.
Okay. Shanoons, you want to do your plugs?
Sure. You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Oh,
let's do that. By the way, we do this usually.
Did you just cut me off before I said the bonfire on purpose, dude? Oh.
I love Ralph sauced up throwing pins.
Yeah, dude, Ralph
like
fucking
this is a 1970s
tossed.
Panel show.
We usually ask the guests this on Zoom, but let's ask the three ladies behind us. Shannon just plugged her show where they say they do fighting, bad dates, and ghosts. Let's find out if the ladies believe or don't believe in ghosts.
All three do.
And do not give any sort of clues at all if you believe or don't believe in ghosts. Jay says all three believe in ghosts. Zach? Do.
Yeah, all three believe in ghosts.
This is a fucking trifecta.
For different reasons.
Yeah, I don't think
these
any...
two are might be like in love with a ghost, and her grandmother scared the shit.
Yeah, her grandmother killed a chicken to get a ghost out of the house.
Shannon, your thoughts?
I'm on board. Grandma had to purify the house with an egg.
Yeah.
I also think they're all yes, except if there's a no, it's going to be Vanka.
Okay, ladies, do you all believe in ghosts? Just raise your hands if you do or you don't. Yes?
I do not.
Shannon!
Yeah, Shannon for the win.
Shannon's a fucking champ!
You know,
play,
be greatest
play the Stone Cold music for yourself,
way,
Shannon.
Sounds be, like something a ghost would say.
I was going to say, she goes,
I mean, I have the complexion.
The palest girl is like, fuck ghosts. They're
but have you tasted the ectoplasm from the ghosts?
Whoa, that movie hasn't debuted yet.
A little too on the nose.
I've been fucking in cemeteries for too many years. I don't. Nah, I'm afraid of some homeless guy in there.
Life is going so well.
The girl I lost my virginity to, one of the second or third times we fucked was at the graveyard. We were visiting her sister who died as a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you're a sick mother.
That's a Father John Misty song.
She was a sick fuck. Yeah. I was a fat 17-year-old that couldn't believe it was happening.
By the way, if you believe in ghosts, that's your first three-way.
Yeah. Right, follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness comes out every Monday called The Good Sugar Podcast. We're opening up our first location in January of health and wellness
touchdown.
Place. I'm pretty excited about it. And
what does it do for your butthole?
It keeps it clean and beautiful. Mm. Every Wednesday, every Saturday, the show comes out. Shannon, who's on Saturday? Is it Shinedown?
Yes.
Shinedown will be on the show this Saturday with me and James.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. And I did not realize, by the way, Jay, how fucking popular Shinedown is.
It's bizarre.
They are two singles away from being the most number one songs of all time for a rock band. That's fucking crazy.
Oh, I also want to say, I can't announce the date yet, but after Philadelphia date, I can announce where I'm going to do my special in 2022.
Good, baby.
When is the special that I was at for that you recorded?
That's the album. We did the album.
I know. When is that coming out?
You're Gas Digital. It's a Gas Digital production, Ralph.
I'm not involved in that shit at all.
But yeah, that's
Bobby.
Soon. Man, the crowd work, the third crowd work album should be coming out very soon. But the special is, but watch my other two.
All right. Also, by the way, Shannon, I don't know if you can bring up the graphic or not, but we're doing a Thanksgiving special across the network on Gas Digital, where if you are a paid subscriber of Gas Digital, you can gift anybody a 30-day free trial if they want to try the network out. And it's called Thanks for Giving Me Gas. And that's available. If you are a paid subscriber, just go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Shannon, you don't have to bring it up. You don't have it. Do you have it? No, okay. So, Bobby, you're plugged. Anything you want to plug before we wrap it up? Nothing? Not even your code?
Sure. If you sign up to Gas Digital, use promo code Hutch and get a 7-day free trial.
7-day free
trial.
Go get
a $1.50 off your
20% off sounds better than $1.50.
20% off.
He's being humble. He's got an 11-inch cock also.
I'm a little surprised you're not sponsored by a bidet company today.
Are not. We should be. We have it. By the way, Jay, there's this crazy thing.
Omigo?
I'm trying to get on the network to sponsor SDR. Shannon,
are they bone headphones?
Look this up really quick. It's spelled Balldo.
Baldo.
It is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Just wash your balls?
Like no, it's a ball dildo.
It's a ball dildo. What? You fuck a girl with your balls.
Innovative.
It is the weirdest thing you've ever seen. This is it.
It's awesome.
I don't know. There's a video. They made a video, like you can look it up on YouTube. It's like an animated video on how you use it.
Do you like teabag fuck?
Yeah.
You teabag fuck.
I'm not against it. I would try it.
I'm trying to get it to be a sponsor on the show.
It's almost like that's in the Facebook algorithm for an old man with long balls.
My brother found it for me, so it's very possible.
What do you do for your ball? How do you handle ball drag on an aging
man? It's like after you have sex, the girl's unsatisfied. What do you do next? It's Baldo.
Do you want to see the video?
Play the video, then we'll go.
Oh, it's when your dick stops working?
Yeah.
Just jam your balls?
Yeah, just watch. Play the video.
Oh man!
It will never be the same.
By the way,
again.
Their slogan is our product is real.
Wait, so is the next episode where we show a bunch of
we're all gonna
of
fuck you
balls?
Girls with our baldos? Yeah.
Hey, does your dick suck, but you're not nice enough to eat her pussy? Try Baldo.
You're the Don Draper of filth.
I gotta tell you, I feel like it's how does it stretchable? All right.
Yeah, we're trying to get them to be a sponsor for SDR.
It's got
to
be pretty stretchable.
Spacer rings in case you got really low-hanging balls.
Well, no, it'll make them rigid enough, dude. You got to choke up on that shit.
You got to put one ring around each ball? You
never, join the revolution, guys.
You never finger clamped your own ball bag before?
2021, the year of ball sex. We failed.
This has to be.
By the way, there's an animated video, too. We don't need to show it now, but their slogan literally is, our product is real.
Well, ladies, this is what happens when Trump's out of office.
The sex toy does not discriminate against balls.
That's true.
Everybody wanted a mouse so bad.
Guess what we're doing next week. All right, Shannon, you want to play a song? What's a good song? We just had assholes on the screen for the last hour or two.
I think we should play Meet Me Halfway from Over the Top.
That's not a bad one.
Not a bad one.
Kenny Loggins.
Meet me halfway.
It doesn't really go. It's not on brand for Ralph.
You have anything?
Oh, my God.
No.
Nothing?
Celebrity Skin by Hole?
All right, I'll do it. Let's do Celebrity Skin by Hole. That makes sense. Hole. Get it?
Good, Zach.
Hole.
Not Malibu? Is that what we just saw?
Miss World.
All right, give us a 5-star review. We're going to pick someone next week for a T-shirt. Thank you all for being a part of it. Ladies, gentlemen, a round of applause. We'll see you on Saturday with Shinedown. And see you next week with Big J on the SDR Show. Peace.
My goodness.
Thank you very, very much.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.